Good afternoon, the exotic vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, hey, Kiri. It's just Debbie from Peninsula Vets over the road. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, good. How did that little puppy go?
Yeah, I was just going to give you an update. So we rang the – it's microchipped into the breeder's name, which is not actually a breeder. It was like an accidental litter over at Runcorn, but they came and got it. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
they had the number for the owner, and they said they had been trying to get in touch with her as well. Her name's Natasha. But she didn't really say why. So I was like, oh, obviously she just can't do it anymore. So anyway,
maybe
they took the dog back.
Call her over the coals for leaving it at a doorstep. We looked back at the cameras. It was 6:30 she left it here. So it's been there
for
a couple of hours.
You do have cameras.
Well,
okay,
it's from the inside, but we can't really see much from it, but we saw
the
time that it was dropped off,
Okay, well, that's what I was wondering, because the poor little thing, like you said, it was terrified. I was hoping it wasn't overnight. It was
No, it was definitely this morning.
Okay.
It was about 6:30 that it was dropped off, and luckily it wasn't a really hot day, but, it was in, like, a bit of a sun was hitting it, and I thought it was actually a possum when I first was walking up the path, thinking, oh, it's moving, it's a possum. But
it's weird that they put it at your vet, too, and not us. Strange.
Maybe you were open. They knew you were open and didn't want to run the risk of getting caught. I don't know.
Maybe.
But no,
I don't know.
Well, good news for the puppy. Thank you for the
update.
I was going to give you a call a bit later on and see how it went.
No, I thought I'd better let you know just in case there is any repercussion. But, it's obviously going to find another new home with hopefully someone that wants to keep it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't see that we'll hear anything from the person that left it there. So.
No. Oh, well, at least the puppy's okay. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Did it calm down once you...
A little bit, It's only a year old, so I think it's just really scared. It didn't want to eat or anything, but hopefully once it gets back there, it might have some muscle memory. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully. It needs a good home.
It's a sweet little thing. Yeah, and as I said, there's so many little dogs that will find homes, but all the shelters around here are so full, so it's just everyone sort of
That's
stuck,
probably
aren't they?
You got stuck and just sort of dumping it with the next best thing.
But thank you for helping.
No, thank you. Yes, as I said, we have no leads, no nothing, and I'm like, I keep it in here.
To
keep it in.
I think Sophie, when she was working there, said you guys aren't even allowed to have dogs in the building anyway.
Well, no, because obviously all the exotic pets, they will freak out and everything.
Fair enough.
Thanks so much.
No worries. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks. Bye.